This is 89.1 WEMU, and it is that time of the week where we welcome back to studio the executive director of the Michigan Theater and the State Theater in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins comes by each week for Cinema Chat, and Russ is coming off a heck of a night last night, wasn't it, at the Michigan Theater?
It was, yes. We had a movie called The Last Shift, which premiered at Sundance and was directed by an EMU graduate.
And Ann Arbor Pioneer.
Ann Arbor Pioneer graduate.
Andrew Cohn.
Yep. It was a really great night. So the two stars, in addition to Andrew Cohn, the two stars, Richard Jenkins and Shane Paul McGee, were there at the screening.
They did a Q&A, right?
Yeah, with Sarah Escalante, who's the director of the Cinetopia Film Festival, and Andrew Cohn. And the performances, so Richard Jenkins is a really great character actor that's been in 1,000 things, 6 Feet Under, and Burn After Reading, and Step Brothers, and Jack Reacher. He got an Oscar nomination for The Visitor and for The Shape of Water. He won an Emmy for Olive Kitteridge, a TV show.
That was a great movie, too.
It was great.
A great series, yeah.
And then Shane Paul McGee is in the Fox series called Deputy, which is a Western. Neither one of them are like their characters in them. I mean, just if you meet them. But they are really great actors because you totally believe it. And it really was an acting workshop.
Read that Richard Jenkins was starring in it, I had to look up who he was. And as soon as I saw the face, I'm like, oh, he's in everything.
He's
good in everything.
Yes, he's good in everything. So anyway, it was a really special night at the Michigan Theater. So a lot of folks fought the weather, and we had a very full Michigan Theater. So very, very proud of that. And then tonight is our second direct from Sundance screening.
With the local connection, right?
Yeah. So it's called Dinner America, and it was made and shot in Detroit, in the Detroit metropolitan area. It has a real punk sensibility. It's about a punk rock musician who you find out was actually raised in Grosse Pointe, but he's a very obnoxious person. But he does have a heart of gold, which you don't discover until quite a bit later in the movie. And there's this young woman and the family that she's in, and she ends up being a big fan of this underground Detroit punk band. It has a kind of a Napoleon Dynamite charm to it in terms of the two leads, except it does have this very punk rock sensibility and can be quite confrontational in the way that it presents its material at the beginning. But we're very excited that the featured players are going to be there. Much of the cast and crew is going to be there. Kyle Gallner is the punk rock musician. Great reviews. He's in the CBS All Access series called Interrogation. You just want to go check it out. The director, Adam Carter, is going to be there.
They're saying this could be the role that launches Kyle Gallner.
It's true. You know, again, just really great performances. And Adam Carter Raymer is the director, and he's going to be there as well. It's a lot of the cast and crew, because it really is a product of Detroit. So anyway, it's a really proud time for Michigan filmmakers, and really great quality stuff.
Cinema Chat continues on 89.1 WEMU with Russ Collins. Tell me about Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Well, this is a movie that France was going to nominate for its film for the best international feature, foreign language feature, and it actually went to another film, but it won the Queer Palm at the Cannes Film Festival. It's set in the 1860s, and it's about an aristocrat who they painted the young lady's
wedding portrait. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of and sent it around to various households that they want her to marry. And she's just been very, very uncooperative. And finally, there's a female portrait artist that is hired to paint her. They discover, the subject and the painter discover that they have an emotional connection. This movie explores
that. There was not a time that would be accepting of that.
In the 1860s, yeah. Or 1760s, the 18th century. It's gotten great reviews. It's a really rich period piece. Portrait of a Lady on Fire is stirring, thought-provoking, a drama that is powerful and powerfully acted. So go check it out. It opens this weekend.
You're going to appeal to my music sensibilities, aren't
you? That's right. Once Were Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the Band. So this is a documentary about the band, particularly from Robbie Robertson's point of view. It's a history of his early years and then the development of the band. But there's a lot of other folks that are in there.
Of course, they took Bob Dylan out on his first electric tour, and there was a lot of things that went on with that.
A lot of controversy.
And then
that.
The band changed music in a lot of ways. People like Eric Clapton just kind of glomming on to the kind of Americana folk roots that this Canadian band was putting forth.
Yep.
And kind of changed the dynamic of that early 70s sound.
Absolutely. And Levon Helm, who was one of the band members, a really critical part of it. He played one of his last concerts at the Michigan Theater.
Yeah.
We're very proud to have Once Were Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the Band. Critical consensus is very strong. It's no surprise if you've ever listened thoughtfully to Robbie Robertson's songs that he is a intelligent, articulate, and ingratiating person.
He certainly doesn't lack
screen.
Ego either.
No, he's got a lot of
should
ego.
Should be just Once Were Brothers, the Band, not
right.
Robbie Robertson. And the band.
Well,
Levon wouldn't have let that happen.
That's
he was
right.
still around.
So Eric Clapton, Van Morrison, Martin Scorsese, Peter Gabriel, Taj Mahal are just some of the folks, Bruce Springsteen, also
the band touched everybody.
Part of this. So go check that out. And then Seberg is a film about a film star. Gene Seberg did a very famous performance in Jean-Luc Godard's French New Wave film called Breathless. In the 1960s, she became politically active, and Hoover's FBI, the FBI director that started the FBI and was there until the 1970s, J. Edgar Hoover, really went after her for her political point of view quite unfairly and ruined her career. So the director, Benedict Andrews,
his calling card.
Yeah, absolutely, a noirish thriller about Gene Seberg's life and career and how it was destroyed by...
Played by Kristen Stewart, right?
Yeah, and a great performance again. So a week from today, Emma, which is a Jane Austen-based novel, or Jane Austen
novel. It's a book that
novel.
Was a rite of passage.
That's right, for a lot of people, especially women of a certain age. It's gotten great reviews, and you want to go check it out. Again, it opens a week from today. Everything else we've talked about either plays today or opens.
Any special screenings this week?
We have a fly fishing film tour, which is always very, very popular. So if you're into fly fishing,
it's amazing
on Friday at 7 o'clock, tomorrow at 7 o'clock, go check it out. Our late night film screening is Ghost in the Shell, and those are always very, very popular. Our Fathom Metropolitan Opera is Agrippa, which is on Saturday at 1 o'clock. We have our Korean film series that continues. We have a really great silent film, a double bill of Buster Keaton's One Week and The Cameraman, which is
going to
be Sunday. The organ is completely back together.
Excellent.
It's really beautiful. So go check it out. Opening at the commercial theater, so it's Invisible Man, which Elizabeth Moss dies in, and her boyfriend.
I assume that it is the traditional.
Yeah, it's based on
Invisible
that traditional
Man story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So I love that.
A little
story.
More creepy with the special effects that we have these days.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. Pick a movie, go see it, enjoy. Direct from Sundance tonight at the Michigan Theater. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood and Sundance.